Hello everybody, Tikkuni HaZohar. We're going to continue from Tikkuni HaZohar with Ma'alot HaSulam from Rav Brandwein, because we did a lot from Tikkuni HaZohar with Matok Midvash. And the Se'if, the place where we left off in Tikkuni HaZohar of Ma'alot HaSulam, is in Se'if Kaf Aleph in Tikkuni HaZohar, with the Pirush on Seif, the end of the Pirush of Seif Kaf Aleph. But before that, of course, Tfilah. Ribon HaOlamim V'Adonai HaAdonim Av HaRachmeim V'Aslichon Bondim Anachnu Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Lehavotenu Bekidav Shtachreya Shekavtanu Letorotecha Lefanecha Avodat HaKodesh V'Nitata Lanu Chelek Mitzvotot Torotecha Lesho Amanu Bachayenu Asher Rasita Imenu Chesed Gadol Kaze Al Ken Anachnu Mipilim Lachononenu Lefanecha Shetimchol V'Tislach Lanu Kol Chatonu V'Avotenu V'Al Yihyu Avonotenu Mavdilim Bineinu Lebineinu V'Ken Yihi Ratzon Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Lehavotenu Shekunenu Lebineinu Lehavotecha Lehavotecha Ultakshiv Lezenenu תפתח לבבנו ערל בזאת תורתך ואין למונתנו זה נחת רוח לפני כזו גבודך כרח לכוח תציל לנו לאור מכל נשמתנו בכל פחתנו שנצאו לנצאות עבדך הקדושים של אדם קלית דבריך אלה בעולם בזכותם וזכות עבודם וזכות עבודם ובעודם וזכותם ומאות לנו לבד להתקשר בדברים אלו ובזכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמרות ישראל גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות בתורתך כי אדוני תן חוכמה ופי דעת אדוני רצון ופי כלום לפניך אדוני צורו וגואלי. And as the Ari said before we studied Tikkuni HaZohar, we meditate on these sequences, as we can see it. Those are the sequences to allow us to reveal the secret that God wants to reveal us through Tikkuni HaZohar. If you don't have this book yet at your house, make sure you have one in your car, one in your house, to make sure it's blessed. So, I'm going now to Se'if Kaf Aleph to verse 21. In the Tikkuni HaZohar, we'll read it first in Aramaic, and then we're going to go to Rav Brandwein. Chassidim misitra dechesed darga d'Avraham, ukma ale en chassid la mitchassid imkono. David le ken, diu achsaniya deli vint ishkada dehi ken dile, bed dile, echal dile, malon dile. ורק אדישה יהיו יחודה ותל, ולאו מלון מחסניה לכפומה וברנש, תקין לבגן דהי מידת חסד לאברהם. We continue with the explanation of what does that mean, the nest of the bird. ביאור הדברים. כי מלכות נקראת שכינה. Malchut, we call the Malchut. Malchut is the lowest level in the Sefirot. We call it the Shechina. מבחינת הגילוי, שאינה מסתלקת מאיתנו אפילו בזמן שאנו רחוקים ממנה. What does that mean? Shechina never disappear even we far away. How can we be far away from the Shechina? How can we be far away from the female aspect of God? By us misbehaving every time that we are thinking about what we don't have, because we know there is two retzonot, two type of desire. There is desire, I don't have, that's what I want to take, which is coming from the Tuma. And there is desire, I want to have, because I know how much the universe of God want to give. So it's like this. Besot, bekol makom shegalu shechina imahem. For that reason, it say about the Israelite, wherever they went to exile, the shechina went with them. ובכלל זו נקרא, זעיר אנפין שוכן. And for that reason, we call the Eranpin, the one sphira above that, Shochen, dwelling, the one that dwell. Where is he dwelling? In the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is the female aspect of God, which is Malchut. And the Eranpin is Shochen Betocha. The Eranpin is dwelling within the Shekhinah. Vanukva Shekhinah. So, the male aspect, Shochen, the female aspect, Shekhinah. V'gilui zehu rak bezman yoto, Eranpin, zachar v'nukva panim bepanim. And but the only condition that Shechina and Zeir Anpin can be together is when they are face to face. They cannot be achor be'achor. They cannot be back to back. For that reason, a lot of the spiritual thing we're doing has to do with how we bringing back face to face everything. But tzadikim, the righteous people, al edem ma'asim atovim, when they do good doing, agorim lezivug gadol zeh, zochim shachat lezivug tapeshet ad l'olam hazeh. V'em nesim le'merkava. So the righteous people are making sure by the good doing that they are nourishing us with what we call zivug, a connection that happened between Zeir Anpin and Malchut, and we are meriting by they are doing the job, we are have the nourishment for what they doing, so we can receive. Elea, asher ha'arat ha'zivug shochenet ba'em, v'Avraham, and that connection is dwelling on them. Because every time you, me, righteous people are doing good doing. The good doing is not the good doing itself from a manner's point of view that we're doing. We are actually activating a certain energy that's called gilui panim, revelation of the face. And through that, basically what happened, we're bringing mercy into the world. And you continue and explain to us, Rav Brandwein. ואברהם, for example, אברהם, הוא שורש החסד שבנשמות ישראל. אברהם revealed the chesed, revealed the mercy part of the נשמות of Israel, of the soul of the Israelite. כי הוא תיקן לשכינה של הבחינת בית קיבול לאור החסד. What did Abraham do? All what Abraham did, hospitality, taking care of people, being nice to people. That's Abraham's aspect. Every person have a certain aspect where he worship God. But we have to be careful. When we host people in our house, are we care what they think about us? Or are we activating a concept of chesed, and through that we allowed God to be revealed. And that's what Abraham did. And because he did it for the sake of God, not for the sake of himself being recognized as a nice guy, he did it for the sake of that, he become bet kibul lechesed. He become a receiver or a container to be able to receive that light that called chesed. וקבלת החסדים בעד כל נשמות ישראל בכל מילואן. And he received all the light of chesed for the whole soul of Israel for the rest of their life. Can you imagine? I mean, the whole light of chesed for the rest of the Israelite, Abraham contained it within that vessel, container, receiver force. וידוע שבדרך כלל, כלל השלמות מתחלקת לאי מדרגות נפש, הוא הנשמה החיה היחידה. We know that everything is divided to five levels. נפש רוח, נשמה חיה ויחידה. This is the five levels of the miluim, five levels of the fulfillment of the light that going inside the vessel. The vessel, we call it from the sefirot point of view, but when we talk about the miluim within the vessel, we call it nefesh ruach, neshama chaya yechida. המתלבשים באי כלים, כתר חומה בינה, תפארת מלכות, מטעם ערך ההפוך שיש בין כלים לאור, מתלבש תחילה אור הנפש בכלי דה כתר. But we know, we study it already in תלמוד עשר ספירות, that the lowest light going into the highest vessel first. Why? Try to think about gravity. That's a good way to explain it. Even it's not like that, but it's the best way to explain it like that. If you're pouring water into a cup, the water that touched the beginning of the cup cannot be captured, because the beginning of the cup is basically the edge, the top edge of the cup, but there is no limitation, boundaries, bottom there. So it's have to hit the bottom and then go up all the way to the keter. Meaning if the top of the cup is the keter, what is the first water that's getting in? The water that's supposed to go and touch the bottom of the cup, but it's going through keter. For that reason, what is the first light that's going in to the vessel? The lowest light that belong to Malchut. What is the light that belong to Malchut? Nefesh. So the Nefesh going to Keter. Once Nefesh going down to Chokhmah, then Ruach going to Keter. Once Ruach going down to Chokhmah, then Neshama going to Keter. Once Neshama going to Chokhmah, then Ruach, I mean Chaya going to Keter. Once Chaya going to Chokhmah, then Yechida going to Keter. And then all those light matching where they belong. So there is five type of light, five type of vessel. That's how it works. וכשבא אור הרוח, יורד אור הנפש לכלי החומה, ואור הרוח מתלבש בכתר. וכן בבוא אור הנשמה, יורד אור הנפש לכלי הבינה, רוח לחומה, אור הנשמה לכזה כתר. So everything is going like pushing down. ועל כן תמיד אנחנו מוכלים להקלים ממעלה למטה. כתר חומה בינה תפרד מלכות, מתחילים בכתר עד מלכות לבסוף. ובאורות מתחילים ממטה למעלה. The reason we call it the fulfillment of the vessel, from below, we call it Naran Chai, meaning Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, because the lights that been going into the vessel are starting from the lowest one. And from the vessel's point of view, we call it Keter Chumah Binah, because the active one first is the Keter. ועל כן רוח ואור היחידה הוא האחרון, כי כן סדר בידם של האורות שהתחתונים נכנסים בתחילה, וכלים העליונים מקבלים בתחילה. First the lower light going in, and then the upper light, which is יחידה. וזה אומר, חסידים מסדרה דחסד, דאגה דאברהם, כי אברהם תיקן את השכינה הקדושה לבחינת כלי ובית קיבול לאור החסד, כל אי המדרגות. So what did Abraham did by behaving with chesed, by behaving with mercy, is he makes sure that he is becoming kli kibul, meaning a vessel, a container, to receive all the light of chesed that needed. וזה אומר, ודע שכינה דיוקים כלי, שהוא אור הנפש בכלי דקטר. And when we talk about the nest of the bird that we talk about in the last few time, we are meaning that the כלי דקטר receiving first the אור הנפש, the small amount of light. והרד הנפש נקרא כן. And that light of נפש, which is the smallest light, teach us Rav Branzan, we call it ken, meaning nest of the bird. She ahara leprakim besot ketzipor nodet mikane. And we know the nefesh is not there to stay. If the nefesh is not there to stay, it's like a bird is not there to stay in a nest. It's only for the eggs and the chicks and the birds. And then the birds leaving the nest. So from here we learn that vessel that look like vessel, container, or nest as we're calling it, is very similar to what happened in the spiritual world. Meaning, the arata nefesh, this light called nefesh, is only momentarily, and then it's going forward to ruach. And then, if you do more, you are drawing another type of light, ruach. So the ruach now going into keter, and nefesh going down to chokmah. As it's written, with wisdom you will build a house. And then, or neshama going to keter, or a ruach going to chokmah, or a nefesh going to bina. And then the nikret echal, besod echal Hashem. Ki en ha-melech nimtza ela be'echalo. Ve'roe pnei ha-melech sham em. And then, once the neshama going into keter, which we know already, the Yechidah, Chaya, and Neshama already belong to Gimel Rishonot, already belong to the upper three Sefirot, which are Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, and we call it Echal already. Echal means chamber. Echal Hashem. Echal Hashem. That's why when somebody gets married, the wife called Kala, Akala, from the word Echal, Akol. So it say here, the king can only be in his chamber. And the people who want to see the king has to visit him in his chamber. Then you draw the orachaya. In our time, in the 6,000 years from the beginning of creation till now, which we are now in 5,770, what are we now? Ayin Tet 79, so we have about 200 years until the end. We have Ora Chaya lo ma'ir bekviut, the light of Chaya, the light of the fourth level of the light, not shining kviut. Trying to understand the word kavua, consistent. Yeah, it doesn't light consistent. You know, like under light, because the consistency of the light is only from nefesh, ruach, neshama. When it comes to chaya, it's lo kavua. It's not stable. It doesn't stay there. Rak b'shabbatot ve'et ratzon. The light of chaya only revealed in shabbatot or time of et ratzon. Et ratzon, for example, mincha of shabbat. Okay? V'lachen omer malon dile shelo meir bekvut kederech bayit ve'echal. So it's not shining like it is your own house, which means it's there to stay. It's shining like hotel. What is hotel? Why use the word malon? Hotel mean malon. Because in hotel, what are you doing in hotel? You bring your luggage, you bring your stuff, but you're not there to stay. That's the same like Or Achaya. Then Or Yechida, Shusod Eretz HaKodesh, Besod HaKadu, Vedadecha, Vegomeret Eretz Megurecha, Vagadesha, Yehu Yechuda Uvete. So, the Ora Yechida that will be revealed when the Messiah will come, when everything will be over, the problem, Bilam Avet LaNetzach, building of the temple, immortality. It's the land of Israel. What does that mean? Yehuda uvete kimelvad malato shel Ora Yechida shu Or gadol biyoter. That light is the greatest light. Yesh od mala ki beviat Ora Yechida kol Or balakli shelo. What happened when Ora Yechida revealed? When Ora Yechida revealed, all the other light come to the place. Ora Nefesh going to Malchut, Ora Ruach going to Zeir Anpin, Or a neshama going to bina, or a chaya going to chokmah, or a yechida going to keter. So when or a yechida revealed, that means everything is perfect. It's said, or a yechida beketer v'chaya v'chokmah v'chule v'chule. Ad or a nefesh b'kli de malchut. Ve'en ha'akriot alo chaya v'yechida achar ha'shituf demidat adin ve'midat harachamim b'din renesonim mekifim ve'nam mirim l'toch kelim ke'em dubaru b'naran d'chaya v'naran d'yechida merim afilu lifnei gmar ha'tikun. So it's a Rav Ranvan raised a question. We just say that Chaya and Yechida are only mekifim, are only surrounding, meaning they're not mitlapshim. They're not yet inside the vessel. So how can you tell me that they're actually mi'irim? So he write that medubar benaran נפש רוח נשמה דחיה, ונערן דיחידה, מהירים אפילו לא יודע. So we are not talking about חיה in יחידה in general, we are talking about נפש רוח נשמה of דחיה, and נפש רוח נשמה of יחידה. So it's a subdivision of דחיה in יחידה. It's not the all חיה יחידה, that they are shining before the end of the תיקון. לפי שאברהם תיקן את השכינה, because אברהם fixed the שכינה, לבלי שום אפשרות של פגם לאורך הזלים, and it didn't damage at all the light of mercy, היינו שאלה אותה לבחינת השפעת נחת רוח ליוצרו, יוצרנו להתברך לא לקבל לעצמנו כלום. He was able to do good thing, with doing, with mitzvot, with everything, without thinking about what he can get from it. When a person do it without any establishment of what he can get from it, what happened? What happened in that moment? He revealed the all capacity of that light. Because the creator, the divine, the atzmuto, the essence of the creator of God is all about giving. There is endless amount of giving. And because there is endless amount of giving, when you want to do giving, your giving should be absolutely clear, but not because you're nice. Because if you do it because you're nice, you're receiving again. So even the giving itself has to do for the sake of sharing the creator, for the sake of sharing God with the world. And when you have that in you, it's called לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרו. כי זוהי המידה בבית קיבול לאור החסד. כמו שאמרו במסכת אבות, האומר שלי שלך, ושלך שלך חסיד. So it says in פרקי אבות, in the משנה of פרקי אבות, if you say, mine is yours, and yours is yours, we call that person a חסיד. Not חסיד with a black strangle, I'm talking about חסיד as a kind guy, kind person, or kind woman. שאינו רוצה להנעת עצמו כלום. The person who doesn't want for himself nothing. לכן אומר, ולאו מלון ואכסניה, ככל הצמצומים וכל אחיזת סטרח, הוא רק מבחינת קבלה לעצמו. And for that reason, it call himself a motel or hotel. Because everything that he does, everything that he contract, everything that he restrict, is not for himself even, it's only for the sake of sharing. Only for the sake of sharing. And when a person do that, the sitra achra, which means the dark side, the angel of death, the problem, the snake, cannot touch it. The only place that the negative force can touch you is when you start thinking about yourself. Every time you're thinking about yourself, you feel the pain. Every time you think about yourself, you feel the missing, you feel what lacking, no money, no problem. When you complain, usually when you're busy with yourself. In the moment you're not busy with yourself, how can you complain? So what happened after you complain? What happened after you complain? What really happened after you complain? You just get a justification for your complaint. You happen to be right. Whatever you complain about, the next thing that's going to happen, it's going to become a reality. Your complaint just become a reality. Why? Because after you complain, what end up happening? Now you are in the level of the klipa. You are in the level of the sitra achra. You are in the level of the dark side. So now the dark side working with you. It become your partner. When the dark side become your partner, it show you what more missing. But, so for that reason, because you're busy with yourself. What if you're right about your complaint? Doesn't matter. What's the matter? You have a chance to see your life is perfect, your life is good. You know, or your life is bad. It's your choice. How is your life right now when you're listening to this talk? How is your life? You know, how is your life? You know, I meet with my job people in hospital, people with pain, people who broke their leg, all kind of issues. And when you think about those people, sometimes the pain humiliate them so bad that they become appreciating of everything else, and sometimes the pain causing them to become more complainer. Ask yourself, what type of person are you? If things not working for you, are you complaining? Are you say this pain humiliate me in such a level that now I appreciate all the good things that I have? Choose. Avraham was able to remove all the klipot. Chala'at ha-klipot. Chala'at is the disgusting part of the klipah. And he was able to fix the shechina absolutely perfect. ובגין דה יאיב להיות מרכבה אל מידת החסד אברהם. For that reason, God gave him to become the מרכבה, to become the chariot of חסד. For that reason, in Sukkot we say, אז אמין לסודתי, ושפיזי אלאי אברהם. We call אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, משה, אהרון, יוסף, דוד. We call them because those seven people were able to change their being, to change who they are, for the sake of creating a chamber for the שכינה to dwell on them. בגין דה יאיב להיות מרכבה אל מידת החסד לאברהם. For that reason, he become a chamber for chesed. I'm continuing verse 22. גיבורים מסיטרא דגבורא דאבין תוקפא למראה לכבוש עבד תחת רבו, בשורת תחת גבירתה, בשורת דתפילין. זאת אומרת, לי תפילין בשעת קריאת שמע, משרד אלי שליט עבד ושפחה על מה, ודאי שאתה רגזה שחידה דאו דחתית תחת עבד כמלוך ושפחה כתרש גבירתה. גיבורים מצד תפילת גבורה. Now, if we want to understand the chamber of גבורה, mean גיבורים. גיבורים mean strong people, powerful people, brave people. They're coming from גבורה. שנותנים תוקף לאדונם לכבוש עבד תחת אדונו. That they give enough power to their master to make sure the servant go below his master. We know one of the worst things that create earthquake, one of the worst things that create problem in the world, is when the Eved olech tachat me'al rabo. When the slave start to act like he's above his owner. So there is a lot of attitude, a lot of ego. But when the Eved go back to his place, when the servant going under his master, then everything else work. Veshivchat tachat gvirta, the same thing for the maid. For the female maid, when she thinks she's better than the owner, then that's cause problem. Bekesher shel tefillin. How do we do that? By putting tefillin. Kind of weird. Is tefillin make all of that? Ki mi she'en lo tefillin b'shat kriyat shema, mitzvah sholtim ha'evet eshecha al ha'olam. What's the purpose for a man to put tefillin? I know that in the Talmud there is one woman that put tefillin. The wife of Rabbi Meir Balanes, Bruria. If the women want to put tefillin, be my guest. Just let me know, we order tefillin for you. Anyway, מי שאין לו תפילין שעד קריאת שמע, if you do קריאת שמע, and you don't put the תפילין, what happened to you? The עבד והשפחה, the servant female and the servant male, start to control the world. So when you put the תפילין, your purpose is to make sure that the negative force and the servant don't have ego to go above the owner. ובשעה היא השכינה מתרגזת זה שכתוב תחת עבד כי מלוך ושפחה כתרש גבירתה. And because of that, the שכינה lose the power. Because what is the שכינה? It's the queen. But the שכינה is in galut because of our doing. The שכינה is in exile. So right now the שכינה doesn't look like a real queen. She looks like a servant, חס ושלום, God forbid. For that reason, the Sefaradim read Shir HaShirim on Friday. Why they read Shir HaShirim before Kabbalat Shabbat? They read Shir HaShirim because Shir HaShirim, the book of King Solomon, which is called Songs in English, it sounds like a love story, but it's about the Shekhinah. King Solomon wrote it about the Shekhinah. Why King Solomon? Because King Solomon, in Hebrew, it's a Shlomo, Shalem. He was Shalem, he was complete. He was the only human being who was actually perfectly complete. For that reason, he died in age 52, which those of you who know Kabbalah, is the Milui of Malchut, Milui Ban. I cannot go into all the details, but just to understand why Boaz said to Ruth, Tiye Maskoltcha Shlema. For that reason, you know, the whole idea that King Solomon was born from Ruth, and Boaz said to Ruth, Tiye Maskoltcha Shlema, your reward will be complete, because he knew that she will be next to King Solomon until he come. So he continue and he'd say, פירוש כי בתיקונו של אברהם עוד לא נגמר בשבט הבריאה. When Abraham did the תיקון, when Abraham did all the תיקון, basically, he didn't finish what he need to be doing from the thought of the creator. כי בשבט הבריאה הייתה בעיקר ליהנות ולהטיב לנבראיו. The idea of the creator was only to do wonderful and good things for whatever he create. אשר מידת הנאה תלויה ושקולה בשיעור החשק וההשתוקקות. But if there is not awakening to desire to enjoy everything, then unfortunately, there is no way to manifest all the goodness that the creator want to do. So for that reason, it was supposed to wait until there is a true desire from the receiver point of view. והשתוקקות לקבל אשר מידת גדולו ואחרי שכך מידת התענוג. לכן אחרי שתקנה השכינה רק בכלי של השפעה בלי לקבל משהו, רק להשפיע, הרי לא הגיע מזה שום תיקון למחשבת הבריאה. השורשית שהיא באה רק בגדלות החשק לקבל. So after the Abraham fixed the whole secret of giving, 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 and to that have an affinity with the creator to do only good, immediately has to be awake a receiving force to receive all that goodness, which is midat ha'gvura. We know that the tefillin you have to put on your left arm. Left arm is gvura, right arm is chesed. I know a lot of left people who lefty put it on the right. Because the Gemara, the Talmud say, Yasim Adam tefillin biyadoa ke'a. A person should put his tefillin on their arm, which is not so strong, kea with kuf. But if you look at the Gemara say kea with kaf. With kaf mean dark, and dark is related to the word gevura, which is has to do with the left column. A lot of people don't know it. It's very sad. Only on the left arm, no matter what happened, only on the left arm. לכן צריכים למידת הגבורה של סוד יצחק שאת כן דשכן לבית קיבול מאופי שדרך לגבורה לקבל כל השלמות הנרצה וכלולה במחשבת הבריאה. For that reason we need to be מתקן the גבורה that will be able to have a true desire for all the goodness that's supposed to come. והוא שעורר גם את החשק לקבל עמנו התברך, אבל רק מבחינת קבלה על מנת להשפיע. But of course even that קבלה, even that receiving has to be from a point of receiving for the sake of sharing. Meaning what? I'm receiving only to give pleasure to the Creator to give. כלומר, אשר חושק מאוד לקבל רק מטעם שמשפיע ורוצה בכך, ולולא שהמשפיע היה רוצה, כן, לא היה שום רצון של קבלה. So the only way you can actually receive with an idea that you are actually, I want to receive because I know how much the Creator want to give. For that reason, for that type of reason, it's okay to receive. But when the receiver is now receiving something, not for the sake of giving pleasure to the Creator, that receiving already is coming from the dark side. ונודע שקבלה זו נחשבת להשפעה גבורה ממש. And that type of receiving is basically absolutely sharing. וצריכים לדעת אשר מה שאומרים באברהם קו ימין יצחק קו שמאל ויעקב קו אמצעי, אין פירוש שאברהם היה קו ימין לבד בלי קו שמאל ואמצע. וכן יצחק שמאל לבד בלי קו ימין וקו אמצע. כי זה לא ייתכן כלל במדרגת הקדושה. כי כל במדרגת הקדושה, כל גימל הקווים כלולים זה בזה תמיד. So when we say Avraham is chesed and Yitzchak is gvura and Yaakov is center column, it doesn't mean that Avraham was alone. It always, there is three column. Avraham was activating the right column, but always there is three column. כי כל גמל הקווים כלולים זה בזה תמיד. ומדובר רק בשליטה של אברהם, בשליטת קו ימין וקו שמאל והאמצע לימבו. וכן יצחק, בשליטת קו השמאל וקו ימין והאמצע כלולים בו. כן יעקב, כולל בית הקווים ימין ושמאל בשליטת קו האמצע. So, each and every one of them was included three columns, but it was just activating the right was Avraham, the left activated by Yitzchak, the center activated by Yaakov. What type of energy you activate today? Are you going to be more chesed and work on your chesed? How can you give it no agenda? Are you going to receive because there is so much light to be giving, and for that reason you're going to put your tefillin, so it will be restricting your wrong receiving and activating your right receiving, or you're going to be like Yaakov that you create the balance between the two columns by acting with rachamim, by acting with more kindness. והנה סוד קריאת שמע ותפילין וסוד אברהם ויצחק. So when we do שמה and we put the tefillin, it's the secret of Abraham and Isaac. כמבואר וזה לשונו רמח תבין אנון בקריאת שמע. How many words there is in שמע? 248. ויתאיבו מרחימו דאהבה. So when you have רמח, okay, so you activate Avraham, which is gematria, רמח, which is activating love. ובגין דה תקנוע בוחר בעמו ישראל באהבה. And for that reason, before you say שמה, you have the last blessing, say, הבוחר בעמו, ברוך אתה, הבוחר בעמו ישראל באהבה, the word love, and it's a chamber of love, those of you know קבלה, נו כללים באברהם, דתמר בזרע אברהם או הווי, because Avraham was awakening the love of the Creator, the love of one person to another, because when you do chesed, when you don't complain about you're going to receive, you start loving. The reason people don't love each other, it's not because somebody has issue with the other person. No, because there is not enough giving without agenda. When you do giving with agenda, you're not going to love people. The reason you can't love yourself or love other people, because within your giving, there is no yet a giving with no agenda. That's a secret, by the way. Tfilin, inun az dit yavu bi'ira de'i lesmola. Da pachad yitzchak, tetbal, kol bekladin salkinim edva, kol dinin. Tfilin, it's a different reason. When you put tfilin and you're activating the gvura, which means receiving for the sake of sharing, you are removing all the judgment that is on your head. You're removing all the negativity that might happen. What is the negativity? You start thinking about yourself and complain all day long. That's the left column, the wrong left column. But the pure left column is when you are receiving because you know how much the Creator want to give you. ובגין דה בזרוע עוזות דת פילין, יא, בירה, ווהי, באהבה. תל אס תיקוני הזוהר, תל אס רב ברנדוין. זרוע עוזו, when it say with the strength of his arm, is תפילין יוטקי. יוטקי, בירה, ווהי, באהבה. There's two ways to worship God, one with יראה with respect, with an awe, and one with love. העוד הכתיב, אהבו את השם כל חסידיו, love God, all the one with mercy. ועניין עבד ושפחה הוא רצונות הקבלה שלא לשמה. So what does it mean, a servant, female and a servant male? It means when you are worship God, not for the right reason, אבל משמשים את הקדושה מבחינת שבתוך שלא לשמה, בא לשמה מכנים את הרצונות על ידי קשירת שמה וקשירות תפילין. Meaning when you are worship God with an agenda, what can I have, what can I receive, and all this and that, that by itself, unfortunately, is awakening the klipot, is awakening the wrong thing. In the moment that you are working yourself through the tefillin, through the shema, through doing a lot of good things, and you put the tefillin, then you are awakening your desire, which is happening for the wrong reason, to start working for the right reason. Asherim nikrim az, v'alem ne'emar, v'ra'u kol ha'me ha'aretz, k'ashem nikra alecha, v'yiru memecha. And that's why it say that when the Amei Aratzot, when the Amim, when the nation look at the person of the Israelite to put the tefillin, they will start to be afraid. But it doesn't talk about the nation of the world. It talk about the klipot. It could talk about the negative forces. It talk about all the things that making you complain and becoming victim. All the forces that making you want to desire just more for yourself. Those forces will get scared because they see that you start working on your left column to change it. You are actually happy to have a desire, but this time you have the desire because you know how much the Creator want to give you. ובזה נעשה בית קיבול השכינה הקדושה להרד גר בסוד יוד בהירה. And by doing that, you are changing to become a receiver, a kibul, a container, a receiver, a vessel to receive the light of gar, the light of the three sfirot, Besodia Bira, which is coming from an awe or fear that coming from Yira. Bezeomer Giborim. Now you know what it means, Giborim. Now you know what it means, strong people and brave people. They have in Tukfalameron, Nemidakvua. Those people who are strong, who are tough, that they are capable to control their yetzer, to control their receiving force which come for the wrong reason. O pachad Yitzchak, that's why we say pachad Yitzchak, the fear of Isaac, lekavod evet achat rabo, amachnia kol kochot shel kabbalah, asher kablu rak mipnei asher hamashpia rotze bekach. And you are, take your receiving force and say, I don't want to receive nothing. I want to only receive because I know the Creator want to give me. So what happened? You wake up in the morning and you have all kind of desire. Those desires as a reason. Those desire as a direction. Why do you think God put the desire within you? Because God want to share with you a certain thing. So now the desire that you have within you has been awake, so you can draw that light from the Creator. So it's not that you are want to receive because you don't have. You want to receive for very simple. Just because you know how much the Creator want to give. וממליך את הגבירה בערת גר ושלמות. And that's why you put the queen and the king in the place and remove the servant into the place. The servant mean the klipot. The servant mean the victimization. The servant mean that I want to receive because I don't have. וכשורת התפילין הנקרין עוז וכל החיצונים בורחים מפחד הרתן ויערו ממך. And all the חיצונים, all the external negative forces run away from you because they see that you're capable to overcome the gvura. They see that the desire that they start to inject into your brain, and they say, just receive, receive, receive. You say, I don't mind receive. But this time, I'm going to receive for the sake of, I know how much the Creator want to give. The mandalit, filin, mashir et ashkina, ribarat vav, tzavot, tzad dilet, shalit, david, shkham, v'aizu, atat, akzav, shkita. Lema, shano, ma'ale, ma'im, nukvi, b'nzat, filin, chnet, david, shkha, b'ira, di'ya. And for that reason, the Shekhinah now going up into the next level because you are machnia at all the klipot, all the negative forces to go into the right places. I would like to continue more, but because of disturbing and time, we're going to stop now, and hopefully we'll continue next time. Thank you so much for listening.